Good morning, this is Duane, and today we'd like to look a little bit at the subject of modulation. Modulation is stuff that you really ought to know about, in addition to the many other things that musicians need to know. Modulation is the process of getting between two keys. It's not, a lot of people confuse modulation and transposition. Transposition means to play a song in a different key than the one in which you just played it or the one in which it's written. In other words, a song may be written in E-flat and you want to transpose it to F or you want to transpose it to G. Why would you want to do a thing like that? Well, there's a number of reasons. One, it might be too low for you or it might be too high for you or for a singer that you're playing for. And so, you know, if the singer is screeching, you'd want to play it lower for them, so you need to transpose. That's a different subject, and we'll investigate that at a different time. But modulation is the process of getting from one key to another. And it can be really complex, but it's really simple. The basics of it are real simple. Okay. In other words, when I modulate, you might be amazed at all the chords I would use to get from one key to another if you watch me do it. But there's a simple bottom line, and the bottom line is this. You've got to get to the 5-7 chord of the new key. Okay. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, the new key is the key you want to play in. Okay. Let's say I'm playing along in the key of C, and I want to play in the key of E-flat. All right. So how do I get to E-flat? Some way or another, I have to get to the 5-7 chord in the key of E-flat. Now, what in the world is that? Well, if you know chords, you know that the primary chords in the key of any key are the 1 chord, the 4 chord, and the 5-7 chord. Okay, so in the key of E-flat, the 5-7 chord is built on the 5th degree of the scale. Here's the E-flat scale. E-flat, F, G, A-flat, B-flat. So B-flat is the 5th. Note of the E-flat scale, and so you build a chord on B-flat. That would be B-flat, D, and F, and the 7th would be A-flat. So A-flat 7th is the chord that you want, okay? Why is that? Because that leads right into E-flat. B-flat 7th leads to E-flat. Why is that? Because it's right before that on the circle of keys. I think I shared with you the circle of keys, and I hope that you've memorized it by now. And you'll notice that right before E-flat on the circle of keys, if you go counterclockwise up by force, you'll encounter B-flat. So you put a 7th on the B-flat, and that leads right to E-flat. Okay. So, in other words, if I was playing in the... Let me wrap up a song in the key of C. I'm playing along the key of C. I'm ending in the key of C. Now, all I need to do is play the B-flat 7th chord... whatever song I'm playing, and I'm there, okay? Now, are there more subtle ways to get there? Of course. Of course there are. But, you know, what I'm trying to teach you is some things that you can learn quickly. And no matter how subtle or involved any kind of modulation is, the bottom line is you come to that 5-7 chord somewhere or an imitation of it, a substitution for it. So let me do it a little more sophisticated now, okay? And I'm just going to insert one additional chord. I'm going to come out of the key of C. Okay, now that was smoother than the first time. The first time, remember, we ended in C, then we played B-flat, E-flat. Not bad, but it could be smoother. This time, I ended in C, and I played F minor 7th. And then B flat, and then I'm into the key of E flat. Okay. Now, how did I find that? Well, I backed up one on the circle of force beyond the 5-7. Okay. In other words, in the key of E flat, we went to the 5-7 chord of the key of the new key. That's B flat 7th. Well, I backed up another time around that circle, and I came to F, right? Now I build a minor 7th chord on F, okay? So F minor 7th would be the chord that leads into B flat 7th, which leads into what? Into E flat, okay? Now let's do this in an entirely different key. Let's say I'm in the key of F, and I want to go to the key of G, okay? So what's my bottom line? I want to get to the 5-7 chord of the new key. What's the new key? The new key is G. What's the 5-7 chord of the key of G? D7. Okay. What's a 4th below that? A. So I'm going to build an A minor 7th, right, before I go to D7th, and then I'll get to the key of G. So the name of this game is we're going to end in the key of F, and then we're going to go to A minor 7th, D7th, and then we'll be in G. Okay, so let me end the song in F. See that? Did you hear how smooth that was? Okay, I'm ending in F again. Here, I'm in the key of F, and here's the final F chord. Now here's A minor 7th, D7th, and then I'm in the key of G. See that? So the bottom line is get to the 5-7 chord, but if you want something to make it a little bit smoother, you go to the fourth below that and build a minor 7th. Now, if you have some notes that you can in the last chord of the old key and make them in common with the notes you're going to, that makes it even smoother. For example, I did that. I ended in the key of F, didn't I? What notes do F have? What notes do F have? What notes are in the F chord? Right, F, A, C. Are any of those in common with the A minor 7th chord? Yes, two of them are. F is not in the A minor 7th chord, but A and C is, right? So you see, I have some commonality. I come out of the F minor chord to A minor 7th, and I don't even have to move two notes. A and C is common to both chords, right? So it's real smooth. So if you have a common note, one or more common notes, be sure and use those. Okay? Well, thanks for being with me, and we'll see you again next month.